You lower your risk of all-cause mortality over the next 10 years by 70%.
Whoa.
There are six columns you can fall in. It's from awful to elite athlete. From the left three columns are the bad ones, to the right three columns, which are the good ones. VO2 max, the volume of O2 oxygen, that's the maximum carrying capacity of your blood. How much oxygen can you carry under stress and deliver to your body? If you can walk a mile and what your heart rate is at the end of that mile, there's a formula and you get your results. The Rockport test was developed and it's within 5% accuracy to the treadmill test.
I did not know that.
You go to your local high school's track, walk it as fast as you can. And then you plug into the formula and you know exactly how good of a steward you are being of the body you live in. Your smartwatch might have an estimated VO2 max.
Okay, so are they accurate? Welcome back, everybody. I'm really excited about today's episode. We are kind of wrapping up our series here with Kimberly Cunningham, and we're going to do a lot more episodes in the future with her. Again, as you know, by now, we're partnering with her on some different things, which is really exciting. But we've had some questions from members on VO2 max, and we've talked about it a little bit in prior episodes. What is VO2 max? How do you measure it, etc.? But we have you here today, and I think this would be a great opportunity for you to just educate us on all of that. So yeah, VO2 max, what is it? Why is it important? And how can we measure it?
So VO2 max, the volume of O2 oxygen, that's the maximum carrying capacity of your blood.
Okay.
So how much oxygen can you carry under stress and deliver to your body? So that's VO2 max
across,
in a nutshell.
Across the body?
The whole body. So that's VO2 max in a nutshell.
Okay.
So VO2 max is a measurement that you can acquire a few different ways. There is some very sophisticated testing options where you got the mask on and you're on a bike or a treadmill and you go to max exertion and then how long does it take to recover, and it measures the inspiratory oxygen and the exhalation of your carbon dioxide, and it measures everything.
I've done a few of those. They're intense.
They are intense and they can be thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And then your smartwatch might have an estimated VO2 max.
Okay.
Most of that is based on your resting heart rate.
So are they accurate?
Less accurate.
Sure.
So in the middle of the night, your resting heart rate has some correlation to your VO2 max. So that's worth tracking. Garmin, one of the advanced Garmins, does have more advanced VO2 max tracking if you plug it into or have it talk to all of your, or have it programmed. There's a few different ways to do it to when you're working out.
Okay. So but even then, you're probably watching more of the trend than the absolute number when it comes to these wearables.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then what I brought today to talk about is the Rockport test.
Okay.
So before we get into the Rockport test, we want to talk about why VO2 max is important. There was a study of about 120,000 people looking at their VO2 max over time. And it turns out, and there's, with the Rockport, there are six columns you can fall in.
Okay.
Really, really bad, kind of bad, just about medium, medium, really good, elite athlete, if you will. I mean, they all have different names, but that's in a nutshell. It's from awful to elite athlete.
Okay.
Six different columns from where you can fall. If you go from the left three columns are the bad ones to the right three columns, which are the good ones.
Okay.
You lower your risk of all-cause mortality over the next 10 years by 70%.
Lower your risk of all-cause mortality by 70%. And this was done in 120,000 people?
Thereabouts, yeah.
Whoa.
So this study looked at VO2 max, and the Rockport test comes out of the military.
Okay.
So the U.S. military is like, okay, this is really important. We want to have a way to measure VO2 max. But we are not putting the entirety of the U.S. Armed Forces on a treadmill with a mask on their face for these, you know, thousands of
dollars. To sprint as hard as they can.
It's not gonna happen. So the Rockport test was developed and it's within 5% accuracy to the treadmill test.
I did not know that.
5%.
I should have just done the, same here. I don't know why I'm doing all these expensive treadmills.
So the Rockport test, if you can walk a mile and you can measure how long it took you to walk that mile and what your heart rate is at the end of that mile, there's a formula and you get your results.
How long it took you to walk the mile
and what your heart rate is at the end.
Okay. And the formula and everything. This is just something somebody could Google, right? The Rockport test.
Your gender and your age as well.
Sure.
But that's, you should know those.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Rockport test is available. The handout I gave you is the handout we're currently giving to my patients at my clinic. It's also on my website for how to do it.
Okay.
Now, there are Rockport calculators. You just Google Rockport calculator and they'll come up and you can plug in your numbers and it'll give you your results for you. Now they're going to want to sell you something after that. So just heads up, it's that kind of website, which is fine. Mine just has this on it. I didn't have my web guy build in the calculations because that's expensive. So
yeah, no, it's fine.
You can get your calculator out and do the math.
It's probably free in many places. Yeah.
Well, it's just a formula.
Okay.
So you'll see on page 2 or 3, if you flip through, you put your age, you put your heart rate at the, you know, and your gender, and there's, you just run the math.
Okay.
And it gives you your results. So here's what's great. Anytime you want to check your VO2 max, you go to your local high school's track because you want a 1 mile flat. Mm-hmm. The four circles around the inside of the high school track is a mile. Walk it as fast as you can. Now, obviously, don't just do that today if you've never walked a mile.
Right.
Work up to it. Make sure you're walking regularly. Warm up for 5 minutes. Make sure that your, you know, your timer is there and you know how to check your heart rate. And then you hit go and you do it. And then you plug into the formula and you know exactly how good of a steward you are being of the body you live in.
So you want to be on the right side of this.
You want to be on the right.
And then the important thing would be, A, obviously, if you're not on the right, getting to the right side. Mm-hmm. And then obviously, as we age, I think what we're looking at, I can imagine, is more so, at least at minimum, maintaining that right side, meaning not going down.
Yep.
It might be challenging, or some people might not have the goal to get to that elite athlete, for example,
level. Well, going from column 5 to 6.
It's not linear, right?
No, it was only about a 1% additional reduction in mortality.
Okay.
So being a good athlete to an elite athlete might get you invited to the Olympics, but it's not going to extend your lifespan.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
So we're measuring this for longevity. We're measuring this as a marker that's really important to understand where we are and make sure we get onto the right side. And then of course, and we've talked about this before, but how do you improve VO2 max?
You do that by exercising and you do that by lifting weights.
Cool.
So it's a combination of zone 2 as well as zone 4 or 5, more zone 2 than zone 4 or 5. You actually get more VO2 max out of zone 2 training, which is like rucking or walking up and down hills or hiking or exercising in a way where you can still carry on a conversation.
Yeah.
That's going to be zone 2. I know you have a lot of resources on different zones and how to exercise, but muscle mass is the biggest driver.
Yeah.
And we talked in an early episode about the best predictor of whether or not you're going to be alive is your muscle mass.
Yeah.
And this is part of it. So your muscle mass drives the VO2 max.
I like to brag about this on my own, and I always feel like weird doing this, but it's just the case that I've been doing our 20-minute workouts twice a week, 3 times a week for 14 years now. And anytime I've done a VO2 test, I'm in that 5th area, not the elite athlete, but the one right below it. And it's because I'm focused on building muscle and muscle mass. Also, something that we might have on our machines in the future, it's been requested, and we'll see if we get there, but is the ability for people to put on an armband, because most people, this was like, I told this story a while back, we had a member come train and they did the 20-minute workout. And if you haven't done our workout, you need to, but if you have, you'll know what I'm talking about here. They're like, so they get through it all and they're kind of breathing heavy at the end. And we said, how do you feel? Oh man, that was such an intense workout. Awesome. What do you think? Maybe the only thing I'd add is cardiovascular work. And they could barely say it because they're breathing. And so what I encouraged, and I've done this myself, and I tell a lot of people, just turn on that wearable and go do the FastFit machine. The amount of time you spend in zone 2 and also up into those higher zones is not insignificant. You can't work your cardiovascular system without working the muscles.
It's high intensity interval training.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really cool. But you know, I've been around this for a while. I actually did not know about this Rockport test and how simple it is, and I think I probably ignored it in the past because I thought, really, how accurate can it be compared to this sort of fallacy on it's got to be this medical device on your face? And so 5%
within 5%, and you can do it any time.
Yeah.
So we recommend at least twice a year.
Okay.
At least twice a year, go do this, and we ask our patients in our functional wellness program. We're asking them to track this.
Yeah.
And we're going to put it in their chart.
Cool.
And you better have it when you come in, because I'm going to ask you, what is your Rockport VO2 max?
I love it.
And if they didn't do it, we're going to talk about why aren't you walking a mile at the local high school track?
Yeah.
You need to go and do that to check your, it's just another measure of functional wellness.
I love it. Maybe we'll be able to track the Rockport VO2 max in our app too. That'd be cool.
And if, you know, if you're the kind of person that just doesn't do things by yourselves, get an accountability buddy.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And go together.
Yeah, what an easy test.
Go do your test, and then it's competitive.
Yeah, that's cool. Which we know you are.
I'm very competitive. If I know somebody's going to be there, man, I'm on that track every day for at least a week before I get there. I know what my score is going to be before she shows up or he shows up.
It's too bad I'm not living in Colorado anymore because I'm competitive too, so I could be your buddy. But
yeah, but that's all right. I mean, you know, get a Rockport group.
Yeah, that's fun.
Once a quarter. You don't need to do this every day.
Yeah.
Because the changes you make, you're not going to see for 3 to 6
right.
months.
Right. This is
anyway.
Something you want to just measure.
A couple times a year is plenty.
Over time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. So that's an easy way to check your VO2 max. And then what's really interesting, I have a medical scale at my clinic. It's called an in-body scale. Mm-hmm. There's a few different versions of this. The one that I have is the in-body. And it measures your muscle mass percentage, your body fat percentage, for your age, your gender, your height, your weight, all of the things.
Yeah.
It's an impedance device. And so you stand on it, you hold the things, and it tells you all of this.
Yeah.
In about 30 seconds. And I call it the most Captain Obvious machine I've ever purchased because nobody is surprised right. by the results.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's always put on more muscle because I'm just built scrawny.
Sure.
So I'm always trying to put on more muscle.
Mm.
And other people, they've got belly fat that they really do need to lose because it's not just on the outside, but they've got visceral fat on the inside, and that's associated with more cancer and heart disease and other bad outcomes.
Right.
And I finally got one of these machines because it was on sale because it was the display one at a convention. And I said, well, for that price, you can just ship that up and send it to me,
sure.
which is great because I'm always very conscious of not increasing costs if
yeah.
I don't have
to. And they're pretty pricey machines.
Normally.
Yeah.
Mine wasn't.
Nice.
But anyway, so I have one of these. And the number of people who have made changes once it was in print in front of them
mm-hmm.
is shocking.
I believe it.
When you finally see... okay, I just have to. Then you make the change. So do this test.
Yeah.
Do it at least once.
Right.
Are you being a good steward of your body? And if you are, great, what you're doing is enough.
Yeah.
If it is not enough, do something about it immediately. There's that proverb, when's the best time to plant a tree?
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago.
Right.
When's the second best time to plant it?
Today.
Right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that. And I think that's a perfect way to sum up these episodes we've done together, your practice, your functional medicine program that you're rolling out, our fat loss program that we're partnering on. It's one thing to come to FastFit or come see Kimberly and say, hey, I'm coming here because of maybe like the last episode, my libido feels low, or I'm struggling to keep up with my grandkids. But it's not uncommon in my experience for people to kind of want to put their head in the sand when it comes to seeing what's important about not just their health today, but what's coming. And so I see a lot of people go, I don't want to get the Cologuard test, or I don't want to do this thing because I don't want to know, or it'll freak me out, or whatever the case may be. But ignorance is not bliss and will be less blissful as you get further down the road. And so an important thing that you talk about in your book, the important thing we've talked about in Peter Tia, in his book, Outlive, is that you don't stick your head in the sand. You do these tests. Look at it for what it is today, knowing that we've got the right tools and support to move those things going forward, and you're going to be way better off in the future.
Yep.
So thank you for who you are. Thank you for taking your time to do these with us.
Happy to.
Adding this value for our members and for partnering with us. I'm really, really excited. I cannot wait to see what 2026 brings.
Me too.
All right, Kimberly, I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Thanks for tuning in to the FastFit podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at fastfit.com for more resources or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make exercise simple, empowering, and a part of a life well-lived. See you next time.